why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers, and we raise our hands in supplications, so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam. His eminence is the awaited savior of humanity. There is an interesting conversation and dialogue that His Eminence has with Uthman ibn Sa'id. And in this conversation, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says, "If the Almighty Allah, exalted and glorified be He, permits me to reappear, I would present truth in the best form and the most illuminated argument and sign, and I would have made myself apparent and established the proof. But the will of Allah, the Almighty, is more dominant and cannot be subverted, and Allah's decision does not change, and the time decided by Allah has not become apparent." So a very, you know, interesting conversation and dialogue and little segment of this much longer dialogue that Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, has with Uthman ibn Sa'id. And so here, again, we are taught these various theological aspects of the 12er Shia Islam, namely here that going into the occultation of the 12th Imam and coming out of the occultation of the 12th Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is in the hands of the Almighty Allah. It is a decree and it is an order of the Almighty Allah. And so in order to reappear and to come out of occultation, this, of course, will happen with the permission of Allah the Almighty. And of course, the timing of this return is something that only the Almighty Allah knows. And so this means that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is not aware of the exact time of the reappearance either, because this is one of those hidden secrets, as the Imam himself says, that it is the will of Allah and the decision of Allah that this occultation continues until the specified time. And at the specified time, we will see that the Almighty Allah will allow the Imam to reappear. And of course, when His Eminence does reappear, we pray that it happens soon. His Eminence himself says that he will present truth in the best form, and he will present the most illuminated and luminous of arguments and signs, and that he will make himself apparent and establish the proof and the hujjah on the evidence of Allah upon the earth, so that doubt and suspicion and unfaithfulness vanishes when humanity sees the awaited Savior of humanity with this truth in the best form, in the most beautiful form, and these signs that cannot be denied. We only pray that the Almighty Allah hastens this time and permits the Imam of the time to reappear. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sister Khalfan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman. It doesn't mean that we are sitting here eating and drinking and making merry and people there are suffering out there. No, the least we can do is to be concerned, to send some relief, to pray for them. It shows that you should share the suffering without having anyone to share. A person who doesn't have anyone to share his feelings with him should have somebody to share his suffering. And Islam calls out for that. And Imam's advent will become closer if one does that. So such statements and more from many other du'as show that we want to be so united publicly and privately so that no one in the society suffers. And then this paves a way for his advent and the greatest revolution to make this world be ruled by an infallible Imam, that is Imam Mahdi. So also, you know, in Dua Ahad, we give salams on behalf of every Muslim. Allahumma balligh maulana sahib al-zaman salawatullahi alay anjami al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat fi masharik al-ardi wa magharibiha barriha wa bahriha wa sahliha wa jabaliha. That means we are giving salams on behalf of ourselves, our family, people who are dead or no more, and people who are alive living in, you know, mountains and seas and far off, you know, and our parents and our children and all those. That shows that we all want to be united, and that's how this will bring his advent closer. Inshallah, if you practice this, definitely Imam's zuhur will be closer. That is to imagine his huzur, that he is present just now and he's looking at our deeds, to practice all these things and to become unified. And that's how his zuhur will be closer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.